You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next up, we've got a story from our project Uncuffed, made by people in California prisons.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
Stevie J. Stevenson is serving a life without parole sentence for aggravated kidnapping. Before he went to prison more than 25 years ago, he had 6 children, but he lost touch with almost all of them. Years later, he found out that one of his sons had become a star, the artist Tyga, whose albums have hit number 1 on the rap charts. Stevenson spoke to Uncuffed producer Spoon Jackson.
And so you got 6 kids?
Yeah, I'm 6 children.
Same mom?
No, 6 different women. You know, my mother, you know, very strict, as she was. What the H is you doing, boy? How are you having all these children?
You had them all in 1 year.
Yeah, I did. I thank their mothers for not damning me. And what I mean by that is, you know, he ain't no good. Don't talk to him. He's a piece of S-H-I-T. Don't do that. And so I thank every single one of my children's mothers. But you want to know the damnedest thing about my daughter, Alicia? Her boyfriend was the head of security for my son's management. His name was Dre. For Tyga. He was the head security. All the time, my daughter was around her brother and never even knew it. And I never forget telling Michael, and he was like, oh, no, you serious, Pops? I'm like, yeah, for real. That's your sister. And so my daughter and I start talking and having, you know, conversation about school, about how she was doing and how I felt she should be in school. And one day she asked me, years later, when she was older, she got on my case. She said, Daddy, where's all my brothers and sisters at? So I gave her their names, birth dates, and everything that I knew. And man, my daughter went out there and found them all. So she comes to me and tells me, she says, Dad, I found Monet, she found Timothy, and she found Janice. But when she said Michael, she think he might be my son, but she didn't know. She was like, because she found a guy named Michael Ray Stevenson, and he's a rapper named Tyga. So me being who I am, I was like, oh, that probably ain't him. Don't worry about it. When my wife sent me the picture, you know, said it was him. So I found a guy named Crazy D. Told him, I said, hey, man, you ever heard of this rapper named Tyga? He said, hell yeah. He said, man, everybody know who he is. Why, what's happening? I said, oh, I was just asking, you know, anybody got some of his music? He said, yeah. So took me to one of the little homies and gave me a CD, and I listened to him. I was like, wow. And then somebody said, hey, that's the dude that seen Rack City.
Close your eyes for a second. Try to imagine the most darkest, murderous, corrupt place on the planet. Times that by 100, and you got where I'm from. It's hard making a living in this town. Even harder to stay alive. I managed to do both for 22 years. I got my crew backing me up. But with Mr. Rose, you never know what's going to happen.
Hit me with them lines where he was talking about his father.
All I wanted was a father figure. Me and mom alone every dinner. One day I hope you hear this. I pray you doing better. This is what it sounds like if I sent my dad letters. And it stunned me to my core because of what he said about, you know, him and his mom alone every dinner. Never knowing that when he was an infant, that he, his mom and me used to sit at the dinner table and he'll be sucking on his bottle and I'll be eating while his mom is cooking. Kind of just wish you taught me how to be your man, be your man. Growing up, all I wanted was a father figure. Me and mom alone every dinner. One day I hope you hear this. I pray you doing better. That's what it sound like if I sent my dad letters. If I sent my dad letters. One time, my son had put on Twitter that Tupac was his dad, that he looked at Tupac as a dad, and he got creamed. I mean, the entire world was on him talking about, that ain't your father, don't be talking about Tupac. And he, you know, replied to everyone and said, hey, hold on. You know, I have a father. My father is incarcerated. He's been in prison all my life. He was telling the you know, his fans and everyone else that, hey, you know, I get letters and stuff like that from my father. So actually, he shared a letter I had wrote him and put it on Twitter. And it was something I was talking to him. I was talking about my Molly and about life and just, you know, prison in general.
So he was talking about the letter you sent him.
Right. So he was showing his fans, like, look, I know where my father is. My father's incarcerated. He said, but because he wasn't in contact with me, that he used to look to and listen to the things that Tupac used to talk about, and he used that for his life's lessons. And so Kylie Jenner, his girl at the time, she retweeted it.
To my son, Michael Ray. You know, everybody in prison have a story about, say, gang banging, drug dealing, car stealing, everything that we did. Well, the most exciting, memorable, life-changing moment was on November 19th, 1989, when I was in the delivery room and I seen a womb open up and life come out of there. And a doctor asked me to cut the cord. There's nothing in the world that any man can experience than see the birth of his child. And the time that we spent, I mean, I used to put you in my Porsche in the car seat and drive from L.A. to Malibu, to Santa Cruz, even to out of town, just being around my boy. That's what it sound like if I send my dad letters. If I send my dad letters, that's what it sound like if I send my dad letters. One day y'all hope you hear this.
That was Stevie J. Stevenson speaking with Spoon Jackson at Solano State Prison. Tyga's management did not respond to a request for comment. KALW's radio classes in prisons are supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability, and all content is approved by an information officer. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba.